This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm broadcasting, by the way, from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, live and online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Thank you very much for helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and the roughnecks working the oil fields all around the world. Thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and there's a chat room right there. You can get into it, and you can talk to us as we are conversing with a whole bunch of people right now here on the program. All right, now let's move on over to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and if anybody's been paying attention, and I think just about everybody in this audience has, you've been watching the politicians, the government bureaucrats, the media know-it-alls, the so-called medical experts who want you and me to keep our businesses closed, to stop working and earning, to stay locked down at home, to keep the U.S. economy closed indefinitely, and they've all got something in common. Can you guess what it is, Kyle?
Well, they're all blue states, right?
No, they're all getting paid.
Oh, they're all getting paid, yeah.
They're all getting paid. They haven't missed one paycheck. They're feeling no pain. They don't live in the world that most of us do, and they have nothing in common with the rest of us. They're hypocrites. And guess what? Now we're getting a chance to see hypocrites. Hell, we're getting a chance to see bold-faced liars that have been engaged in activity. Some of it's not criminal, but it's certainly unethical. And when you talk about 39 Obama officials who may have unmasked and certainly requested information on General Flynn, besides Vice President Biden, besides John Brennan, besides James Clapper, besides James Comey, and I got the list we're going to read here for you folks in a minute, but these people, I mean, this is unbelievable what we're seeing here.
Well, it really is, and we're now starting to see, really, it's a sort of an avalanche now of information, and now there's context to a lot of the things that we saw happen to General Flynn, and there's context now as to why it happened, the people involved in this, what their motivations were, what they were trying to accomplish, and so it's beginning to really take shape, Captain.
I have the letter from Senator Ron Johnson that was put out requesting the information and then releasing it today. It was Senator Ron Johnson who released this. I'm going to go down the list of names right now. First of all, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power. She was the first one, November the 30th, 2016, to request information. Then, six more times, she was the most requested party of all the people that were there. After her, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, three times. After her, Deputy Chief of the Mission, Kelly Deggan, once. After her, the U.S. Ambassador to Italy and the Republic of San Marino, John R. Phillips. After her, two times, Director of the CIA, John Brennan. After him, the OIA Director, Patrick Conlon. After him, Jacob Lew, Secretary of the Treasury twice. I don't understand that one. After him, Acting Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Arthur Danny McGlynn. After him, Acting Deputy Assistant Secretary Treasurer, Mike Neufeld. Here's another one, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, Sarah Raskin. Here's the Under Secretary of the Treasury, Nathan Sheets. So there's one, two, three, four people in a row from the Department of the Treasury. And then here's number five to round up the list, Adam Szuszman. Then you've got the U.S. NATO Defense Advisor, Mr. Robert Bell, the U.S. Representative to the NATO Military Committee, Vadim Christensen, the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, Chief of the Syria Group, whose name is blacked out, Deputy Assistant Director of NEMAC, whose name is blacked out, the U.S. NATO Office of the Defense Advisor, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Gehring, and then you've got the U.S. NATO Advisor to Ambassador Douglas Lute, his name is blacked out, the U.S. NATO Deputy DFAT, Mr. James Hirsch, the chief of the Syria group, their name is blacked out. The U.S. Deputy Chief of the U.S. Mission to NATO, Mr. Litzenberger, U.S. Permanent Representative to NATO, Ambassador Douglas Lute, U.S. DOEN Executive Briefer, his name's blacked out, or their name's blacked out, U.S. NATO Political Officer, Mr. Scott Parrish, U.S. DOE Department of Energy Secretary, Deputy Secretary Elizabeth Sherwell Randall, U.S. DOE Executive Briefer, that name's blacked out, U.S. NATO Political Advisor, Mr. Tamer Weiser, then there's a whole bunch of names blacked out, and then we'll go to the U.S. Ambassador to Russia, John Taft. Then we'll go down here to the U.S. Ambassador to Turkey, Ambassador Bass, the Chief of Staff to the President of the United States, Dennis McDonough, who I never trusted to begin with. Then you've got the Deputy Director of the National Intelligence, Michael Dempsey, Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Stephanie O'Sullivan, and the Vice President of the United States, the last name on the list, January the 12th, 2017, when he lied yesterday about whether or not he actually did this, Joe Biden. Kyle, hang on. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get right back into it again, because I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. You talk about conspiracy. Holy cow. And we talk about Democrats. Yeah. Dirty Democrats. Dirty. Dirty.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And Kyle's hanging on the phone there, and I'll get right back to him in just a second. But first, I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain and just can't seem to get rid of it, and maybe you're taking some medication, and maybe the medication makes you a little groggy sometimes when you shouldn't be, or drags you down a little bit, then let me tell you about Relief Factor. It's all natural. It's got ingredients in there that'll reduce the swelling and get rid of the inflammation, which is the cause of a lot of pain, as we well know. But if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches or pain in general, then go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the little tutorial that's there, the little video, 2.5 minutes long, and see about ordering the Relief Factor 3-week quick starts that only costs $19.95. Now, there's no narcotics in it, none of that stuff, and what's in it is good for you, and it works. I've been on it for 4 years, and it works. Plain and simple. I have people almost every day of the week that either come up to me or send me emails or call me and thank me for telling them about Relief Factor. That's no joke. So the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did, and because after all, you got to lose this pain. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So all those names that I put out there, including the last one, Vice President Joe Biden, on the 12th, which the 12th was also ominous for what other reason, Kyle, of January 2017?
What was that?
It was when another leak about General Flynn went to the newspaper in Washington, the Washington Post.
Yes,
it was when another leak.
Yes.
And that was the day that Joe Biden went in and got his information.
Well, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire, and certainly it's an interesting coincidence. But the very fact that leaking was done, that in and of itself, if I'm not mistaken, Captain, that's a crime in and of itself.
Well, we're going to get into that in a minute, but let me just get back here to Joe Biden. Former Vice President Biden yesterday said during an interview on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos that he knew nothing about the investigation of General Flynn. And then Steffi Stephanopoulos tossed back, well, you were in the room on the 5th of January when they had the meeting and it was discussed. And he goes, oh, I thought you were asking me something different. He had a really strange look on his face, but it was like the gotcha look, you know what I mean? Because he lied right straight into the camera and then had to make up a story about, it was discussed, but I didn't have any, I don't know anything about it. I didn't have anything to do with it, you know. He's a lying SOB.
Well, you know, Captain, I think he had probably something prepared for that. And in fact, when George Stephanopoulos started asking the question about that meeting in 2017, Joe Biden, maybe forgetting that the camera is still on, the microphone is still on, he gave this big sigh, you know, right then and there, like, okay, here it comes.
He looked like his eyes went all wiry.
Yes, it was real strange. Yeah. And then he goes through this whole thing about Trump's making a diversion, et cetera, et cetera. But then says, sorry, I was aware that there was, and he was just kind of looking for work.
Now, let's get back into the crime factor here, because people need to understand that in one aspect there was no crime, but in another one there is, and I'll explain it right now. It is not a crime to ask for an unmasking of an American individual on a phone call with a foreign actor. That is not illegal. So long as the official asking for the information has a proper security clearance. Now, some of these names that I mentioned, some of these underlings, these undersecretaries and whatnot, we don't know if they had the proper security clearance to do that. That's number one. Number two, it is illegal to leak the name of the unmasked American to the media. Now, somebody or several somebodies did that. Now, this is exactly what happened to General Flynn. But here's the big one. We talked about a lot of people that have nothing to do with intelligence that was on that list, right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah.
It is illegal to unmask Americans for any political purpose, and some of the people in there were politicians, and that's exactly what was going on. Now, this is the law as I have it in my hand. Are they going to do anything about it? Maybe. Because this is all up to U.S. Attorney Durham and what he's doing. Now, I'm going to read a statement here from Senator Ron Johnson, and then we'll go back to just asking a couple questions here. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, who released this yesterday to the media, he said, the records are one step forward in an important effort to get to the bottom of what the Obama administration did during the Russia investigation and to Lieutenant General Flynn. We will continue to review this information and push for additional relevant disclosures until we are satisfied that the American people know the full truth. Bingo.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And as you mentioned, Captain, a lot of these names, they're not part of intelligence work. They seem to be political appointees, mostly. And, of course, as we know as well, the Obama administration helped to take down a lot of barriers for the sharing of just this kind of information. And some would think that there were some pretty nefarious reasons for that, in other words, to be able to circulate information that could be damaging, for example, to the new administration as they sought to undermine anything that President Trump would want to accomplish in undoing the Obama legacy.
Now, there is a backstory coming out of this right now with all these documents that are being released. In the documents were about 500 messages back and forth between this this chief of staff and several people in the White House, including Susan Rice, I might add, talking to the Ukraine. What was going on in the Ukraine?
You're right. Well, Joe Biden's deals and so forth,
Joe Biden's deal, Hunter Biden's deal, Joe Biden's brother's deal was all going on at that time, and there were people that were unmasking who it was that was doing the talking back and forth in Ukraine. They knew what that situation was in the Ukraine. So, this is going to come out, too, may come out today, may come out next week, but it's going to come out too. We may be ahead of the curve on this, but for those of you listening, when I talk to Denise Simon about this in hour number three, you're going to hear some of this. This is utterly amazing, the stuff that is now coming out. You talk about a treasure trove of documentation, they got it. But I'm not an attorney, and the question is, what's legal and what's illegal?
Right. Well, but again, this avalanche of information that's coming out, as I mentioned earlier, gives us perspective and context into exactly what was going on, because it just seems to all add up at this point.
Spying on your adversary is what it is.
That's right. And spying on your adversaries and also spying on American citizens, which is obviously, you know, which is obviously illegal to do. Also, it's unethical. And at the same time, it should scare all the American people. As we talked about before, Captain, if they can ruin General Flynn's life, they can ruin anybody else's life. This is something that goes to the very core of what our republic and what our Constitution is all about. And if you have people who are just willing to flagrantly disregard that, it's just a wake-up call for all of us.
Well, if you think that's something, wait until I get into, in the next segment, the Flynn and Judge Sullivan situation and what we found out there, just in doing some simple document searches and just in doing some simple news story searches out on the internet. It's unbelievable. And I've got several key points. I've got four key points about what Judge Sullivan is up to, what he's trying to do. And folks, you can't even begin to imagine. You can't even begin to imagine how serious all of this is. But again, was it illegal?
Well, you know, Captain, that's a great question. And another part of this context is that Barack Obama, as I understand, tried to personally warn off President Trump from hiring Michael Flynn into the administration. And, of course, why is that? Well,
His reputation,
and he disagreed with President Obama.
He went up against John Brennan when Brennan was CIA and he was DIA. He went up against John Brennan, and John Brennan didn't care for him because Flynn was finding out stuff from his intelligence side that he was in.
That's right. And the fundamental disagreement I'm sure that he had with Obama about dealing with Islamic terrorism, radical Islamic terrorism. And so once they saw that Flynn was going to become part of the new administration, all this started taking shape, basically.
Now, here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Michael Flynn and Judge Sullivan. And, you know, it's all starting to come out. These documents are a treasure trove of information. Obamagate isn't a conspiracy theory, folks. It's the biggest political scandal of all time, and the media knows it. That's why they're trying to discredit and do anything they can. Don't believe the mainstream media. I will be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We'll USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is again voicing frustration as the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned the other day against reopenings too quickly.
I was surprised by his answer, actually, because, it's just, to me, it's not an acceptable answer.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer came to his defense. And she said, we have to keep listening to the scientists.
I think he's been one of the consistent, people on the national stage who has given us accurate information in an unvarnished way.
Ousted vaccine chief Dr. Rick Bright testifies before Congress on Thursday and will warn of the upcoming bleak winter. Bright is expected to predict that the United States will face unprecedented confirmed cases and fatalities without any preparations. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Talked to my agent yesterday, and he was telling me about the people that are taking advantage of the 15% savings right now, shopping around and finding out that they can get a better deal. And he also thanked me for the new customers that were coming over, because you've been listening to the fact that if you got a car or a truck, and if you own a house, or if you live in an apartment, you can bundle your policy together and save a bunch of money. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. That's Geico, GEICO.com. And type in your zip code. It'll ask you for that. And then you start working on a rate for yourself. They'll ask you if you want to bundle in your house. And if you do, you'll get a reduction in your savings. It's less to do it that way. So you can save yourself a bunch of money, and knock on wood, there's the wood, I get a safe driver discount every year, which is a solid 10%, and I like that, on top of everything else. And my premium actually does not go up. When other people's premiums are going up, mine doesn't. And now that you're doing the 15% discount, holy cow, I just don't think it gets much better than that. And you got till October the 8th to get involved in that deal. So, Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. I get a lot of studying, a lot of breakdown on this Judge Emmett Sullivan yesterday. So let's talk about what's at stake for Judge Sullivan. What's his strategy? How are the Democrats going to spin and play this? Because who appointed Judge Sullivan?
It's Barack Obama appointee, yeah.
Okay. And who has appointed this new judge? I'm sorry, the new judge that's coming in here, who's going to be the odd guy out to talk about, advise the judge take the part of the prosecution. That's a Bill Clinton appointee. He's a retired judge.
Right, yeah, that's retired federal judge John Gleason. Right.
Yeah, Gleason with an E, two double E's. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal, okay? As I talked about yesterday with Colonel Jim, those of you that heard the program, it was a great show. You should go back and listen to the podcast, hour number 4. Understand that there's a whole bunch of strategies at play here for Judge Sullivan and the Democrats regarding General Flynn. Now, here's the number one point. Judge Emmett Sullivan doesn't want to have on his record or his legacy of having had to dismiss Flynn's case. Certainly, when the prosecutor excused himself because he knows that this is no case and no trial, remember the U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Jensen?
Right.
He's made the recommendation, the case to dismiss the case against Judge Flynn, the decision to drop the case, and then he suddenly resigned.
Right.
He knew, didn't he?
Absolutely. But I agree, Captain. I think that one of the reasons, obviously, that is really pressing on Judge Sullivan is that you know he can't be the one to go ahead and dismiss this case, because I think the Democrat powers that be would certainly want it to drag on and on with like more stuff trying to come out about this case and
well, I know what they're going to do there too, because I sat down and I put all the different things together and looked at it, and A plus B plus C equals D. Okay. Now, Judge Sullivan either wants President Trump to issue a pardon for Flynn, and in the meantime, he'll bring the friends of the court, the anti-Flynn hired guns, and that's what they are, including this judge, to present briefs and oversee them by retired Judge John Gleason, a Clinton employee, just like Sullivan's Democratic appointee. Now, if the Flynn defense team can refer and have a federal appeals court, the U.S. Court of Appeals D.C. Circuit judge, overrule Sullivan's decision to essentially delay the case, then I think Sullivan could accept that option. But there is a complaint being filed, a motion being filed to have that done by Sidney Powell. It hasn't been done as of yesterday, but it's in the works right now. But I believe that all of this, sooner rather than later, because Sullivan can't sit on this, and he's got no legal means by which he can keep this going on, because there is no precedent for this kind of thing. This just hasn't been done before.
Well, that's right. This is completely unusual. This is not part of the normal of what anybody really would expect. Honestly, I think most people who have looked at this evidence, the so-called Brady evidence, exculpatory evidence about the General Flynn case, anybody can take a look at this and realize, aha, there was a railroading operation going on here. And
well,
this judge, I'm sure, is smart, been around for a long time, should be able to come to that conclusion. But this smacks of such a political move that it's really just unbelievable, I think, to most people who are just watching this happen. Why would somebody have to go out and get the amicus curiae or the friend of the court briefs and so forth? It just looks like a stalling tactic, or like you said, a tactic to get the president to finally say, "I've had enough. I'm going to pardon Flynn," and then they've got this political thing they can use in the election.
Now, the day before yesterday, a whole bunch of Watergate ex-prosecutors wanted to get in on the mix, and the Judge Sullivan said no. But anticipate if Trump pardons Flynn. The Democrats are going to spin it as partisan politics and move on their part of Trump and Barr. Then the Democrats are going to further spin it with the rationale that the pardon doesn't remove the charges against Flynn. Now, here's why. Because Sullivan needs depositions and evidence, likely based on accusations with no proof. But he also needs something to give him political fodder for the Democrats to use in November of 2020. That's what he's sitting and stalling on. That's why they got to get this to the U.S. Court of Appeals and to the D.C. Circuit and get Judge Flynn off his butt. Now, they'll use all of this against President Trump in November, calling the pardon a corrupt, partisan political stunt.
Well, sure, yeah, that's exactly what they wanted to do, and hopefully President Trump isn't going to fall into that trap, but they certainly are laying it for him. There's no doubt about that. That's why President Trump hasn't pardoned Flynn up to this point. I think President Trump wanted the process to play out, because as the process plays out to its logical end, as we just saw with the DOJ wanting to drop the charges in the case because of all this evidence against those who were trying to frame the Lieutenant General, that adds a legitimacy that really can't be attacked politically very easily. They will try anyway.
This is what Gleason wrote in the Washington Post in an op-ed piece he put in the day before Judge Sullivan announced that he would be taking part in this. He says, government motions to dismiss at this stage are virtually unheard of. There has been nothing regular about the DOJ's effort to dismiss the Flynn case. The record reeks of improper political influence. Really? He's wrong. And you know where I heard that?
Where's that?
The judges that were on television, Judge Napolitano, Judge Jeanine Shiro, and McCarthy, what's his name, McCarthy, the former U.S. attorney, and then the other guy that was the former attorney general from Kansas that's was on, watched all of their comments. I heard everything of what they said, and they pointed out item by item, piece by piece, how this Judge Gleason was absolutely wrong. And if he pursued that, any court of appeals that would hear this would throw it out.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, there's an old phrase, the fix is in.
If you're a Democrat, it is.
That's right. That's exactly what it sounds like. Because, again, the process did play out. And Sidney Powell, General Flynn's attorney, fought and got all this other evidence to come out. They finally got General Flynn's original law firm, Covington, to hand over literally.
And who was one of the attorneys there?
Well, that was Eric Holder's firm.
That's right.
Back to it, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And so all this stuff comes out, and it's just, you know, it's just an obvious thing, and yet this is an obvious thing that's happening, but it's more like something that would happen in a banana republic. And yes, I will go there. I will say that, because this is the kind of thing that you do if you're simply trying to stall for time. And it's sad, because this is not the way our country is supposed to work. Guilty, or, you know, when these things happen and these exculpatory evidence comes out, people should go free.
Well, here's the thing. If you got no prosecutor who's not going to charge anybody with anything, then you got no case, and you got no choice but to dismiss the case because they're not going to prosecute it.
Well, that's right. And that just seems to be, that's an axiomatic. I mean, that's exactly, if the prosecutor doesn't prosecute, well, then what's the judge going to do? Is they going to compel the DOJ to prosecute a case that they don't see?
And like I said, I'm not an attorney, but I've got a master's degree in business management. And I'll tell you what, one of the things I had to learn was business law. And this goes along with the essentials of business law. But hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report and take a look at things out there. An interesting night on the highways, and I hope everybody's having a good time. And oh yeah, we've got a disturbance of some sort in the Gulf. Don't know what it's going to do or how it's going to do it, but I'll let you know about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center, Flying J Truck Stop. You're out there on the road right now. Drivers, stop on by and get a free hot cup of coffee. Just go in there and tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to get it. So here we go. rocking us in here tonight. And that's the original one back in the day, about 28 years ago now. So you get to hear the original one. It's got quite a video with it because they're on the back of a little flatbed truck driving down through the street somewhere in Scotland, which is where they were out of at that time. Now, let's take a look at the weather. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. First of all, out in California, I don't see much of anything bothering anybody, except you got another system coming in off to the west there.
Well, that's right, Captain. Looks like up in Northern California, as we head into the weekend time, maybe end of the weekend, early next week, looks like they might begin some rain up there. But here in Southern California, we've got some cool conditions that are coming up for Thursday, and it looks like we're going to stay in this sort of partly cloudy sort of zone here for the next few days with the lower temps.
Well, we need to get into this right now and tell everybody that severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, large hail, and a couple of tornadoes are possible through Thursday from the southern plains to the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes. And right now, in the central part of Oklahoma, as well as just west of the Dallas Metroplex, as a matter of fact, just slightly west of Fort Worth, you've got some severe thunderstorm warnings, some flood watches and warnings, and there is some weather conducive tonight to some really bad thunderstorms in those areas.
Yes, that's what we're seeing, Captain. Of course, you're right. In the Fort Worth area and up north in near Oklahoma City and down towards Abilene a little bit, this is where we're looking to see some of these severe thunderstorms.
Yeah, now along this corridor, people can also expect locally heavy rainfall and flooding, and this will go through the rest of the day, through tonight and through the rest of tomorrow. Finally, late this week and early this weekend, conditions appear conducive for a subtropical depression or storm to form northeast of the Bahamas. Now, we have a system right now that is a low pressure system that's just to the north of the western part of Cuba. And it's going to come through the Straits of Florida and head over towards the Bahamas and develop into probably pretty much a rainmaker. But along the way, it's going to dump a bunch of rain in South Florida, in the Keys. There will be some wind. There won't be a lot of wind. But the over the next 3 to 5 days, the probability of development is at 70%. Now, with all that being said, people need to know, especially maritime interest in the area down there, that it might get just a little bit rough. And that's, of course, down that way. And then it's going to go up probably the eastern seaboard out to sea, but it may skirt the eastern part of the United States.
That's right, Captain. And as you mentioned, there's about a 70% chance that this will become a tropical storm, basically, or subtropical storm in the next 5 days. Once they hit about 39 miles an hour in terms of their wind speed, then they get a name. And the name that would be given to this storm, if it develops, would be Storm Arthur.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Now, the other thing is, folks, taking a look at some more weather here in Nebraska, the south central part of Nebraska, we got some real heavy fog there tonight. So be advised of that. And that is south of Lincoln, but it's just directly north of the central part of Kansas. And then we've got some windy conditions up in the eastern part of North Dakota, about half of North Dakota to the east, and the northwestern corner of Minnesota has got some wind in there tonight. Got some flash flood watches in the northeastern corner of Illinois, the western part of the state of Michigan, right there along the line of Kansas and Missouri, down at the southern end of the Kansas line, some rain there. And then the cold weather, not to be outdone, is up in upstate New York, again, from right about Erie, Pennsylvania, and all across the New York Thruway, over to I-81, up into Montreal and Quebec, and right straight across I-90 all the way to Boston, straight up and down through Vermont, through the lower part of New Hampshire and Connecticut, and into Maine along I-95. You've got a freeze warning in some areas where there'll be some record low temperatures. And then down towards New York City, down towards Philadelphia, Jersey, you'll have a frost warning down there. So chilly temperatures tonight, and I imagine there's a lot of guys that are sleeping with the truck running and the heat going.
I can imagine so.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you get into trouble doing that when you're a trucker because you're not supposed to idle the truck for more than 5 minutes. But they never really do enforce that, especially in a truck stop, because you're in the truck. You got no choice if you want heat.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, and besides that, diesel gels. So if you got diesel and you're down in the 20s and the 10s, the teens and all that stuff, you got another problem. All right, well, let me just go to the phone line here for a minute because we got someone that wants to say something. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We have an election here. I just want to say again, Ron DeSantis, we're open for business here in Florida. See, this is why you have to take care of your own house first, okay? We live in Florida, and that's why DeSantis is so important to us, okay? He's done a great job for the senior citizens, but I'm just saying you have the right to be open. You're an American citizen. These governors are out of their freaking mind, okay? They're out of their mind. They can't do this to the people. And Cuomo, we're all going to die. We're all going to die someday. We've made our decision to meet the master, and we hope you put your faith in Jesus Christ, but you do what you want to do in New York, because you guys are running to a different hole, different drum. But the bottom line is we're not bailing you out. We're not paying for your nonsense. We'll pay the cops and the first responders, but we're not paying you for your stupidity. Billion dollar subways to nowhere. No. Donald, we're focused on the election. You understand me? The election. 436 House members and 100 senators who want to make America great again. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work. Thanks.
All right. And, Kyle, that's Todd in Tampa. You've heard him before. What do you think about that?
Well, exactly. I mean, people are wanting to be able to get back, you know, to maybe not to normal right away, but they want to get back to work. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we cannot sit around and let this country in some of the biggest areas of the country, Los Angeles is the first place I'm thinking of out there by you. We cannot afford to sit around and let that economy just die, because there are businesses that are not going to come back. So now what are you going to do?
Well, that's exactly right. Well, the businesses will fail. More people will leave California if they can, or more people are going to be dependent on the government for whatever it is that the government, under the Democrats, of course, decides to dole out to them. It's interesting, Captain, that we're just really being, it's almost being ruled by decree here in California. You know, thou shalt not open thy business, ever, it seems. And if we go any longer,
okay. They're
not going to be able to.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And when we come back, is it time to open America?
No!
You people sitting in some of those areas where you're clamped down, I mean, you want to get out? Do you want to go to work? Or do you want to sit there and get your free stuff? Oh, and by the way, Nancy Pelosi yesterday said, we're going to send another $1,200 out there to help the people out that need the money. Well, some of the ones that needed it to begin with never got it. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.